At the height of the epidemic, some 2,800 U.S. military personnel were deployed to West Africa to help contain the deadly virus that has so far claimed more than 9,000 lives in Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia. Now, nearly 5 months after Mr. Obama committed the American troops to set up treatment centers and other infrastructure to stem the outbreak, the president announced Wednesday that all but 100 will return home by April 30th.
Not to declare mission accomplished, but to mark a transition. Thanks to the hard work of our nearly 3,000 troops who deployed to West Africa, logistics have been set up, Ebola treatment units have been built, over 1,500 African health workers have been trained.
Flanked by healthcare workers, members of the U.S. military, and Ebola survivors, President Obama thanked those on the front lines of the fight and emphasized that while the United States is winding down its military response, it is expanding its civilian response. In the 10 months since the first American healthcare workers were deployed to West Africa, the president said the U.S. has helped treat Ebola patients, trace their contacts, promote safe burials, and galvanize the international response. He said the number of new cases in the region has gone from nearly 1,000 a week in October to roughly 150 per week today.
Our focus now is getting to zero. Because as long as there's even one case of Ebola that's active out there, risks still exist. Every case is an ember that, if not contained, can light a new fire.
It's a message reinforced this week by United Nations Special Envoy on Ebola while referring to a recent uptick of new cases in Guinea.
The outbreak still presents a grave threat, and we really hope that there will be no complacency among anybody involved in the response.
Nabarro says that in addition to getting the number of cases and transmissions to zero, affected countries will also have to focus on rebuilding their economies and their health systems. Arup Pandey, VOA News, The White House.